Heather Woods, Broderick with Where I Lay. Key out in the middle. They're out of Sydney. I See was the name of the track. Up the top, you caught Beirut. They've got a new album out. It is called Gallipoli. And the track you caught was Landslide. 6:45. You're on 2SCR Breakfast with myself, Tess Connery. Happy Tuesday. Now, if you've switched on a TV in the last 24 hours or so, you may well have seen the Banking Royal Commission results are out. They came out at about 4 o'clock yesterday. And one man who's been keeping track of it since then is Mr. Jeff Field. He is our wonderful news director and in with us now to run us through what's going on and what the report actually says.
Morning. Yeah. Good morning, Tess. Possibly the biggest, one of the biggest stories of the year. It happened about 4:20 yesterday. The repeated and systematic nature of the misconduct and poor treatment of consumers was revealed in the year-long Banking Royal Commission. The recommendations in the final report focused on ending the unsolicited sale of financial products, banning conflicted remuneration earned by intermediaries like mortgage brokers, and better enforcement of legal standards. Now, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said the government is acting to restore the community's trust in the financial sector. He said his message to the sector is that misconduct must end and you must put the interest of consumers first. Consumers must be treated honestly and fairly. The federal government has promised to establish a compensation scheme of last resort to be funded by industry. The scheme will also provide $30 million to 300 consumers relating to old claims. But there's a lot of anger out there that the government is sending recommendations of criminal prosecutions to ASIC because ASIC itself was criticised as being inefficient at the commission. Labor has pointed out there's a lot of hypocrisy there when it comes to banks and white-collar crime, saying that people that are robbed on the street are sent to jail, but bank executives are sent home with a golden handshake. Interesting to watch Anna Bligh, who is a former Labor Queensland Premier, saying that this has shone light on the sector and she's sure things will improve. Not everyone is. Some whistleblowers like Jeff Conway that we spoke to, he is basically saying that there wasn't enough time, that there are still thousands more people affected by the misconduct of banks, that the Royal Commission didn't have the time it needed. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. And of course, there's a federal election coming in May. So how they're going to implement all the 76 recommendations remains to be seen. And let's not forget that the federal coalition government voted 26 times against establishing a Royal Commission, saying that it wasn't necessary.
And there are 76 recommendations which have come out of this, which I feel like is quite a lot. And the government is promising that they're going to implement all of them in the next, 4 months that it takes to get to the election. No comment. But what are some of the really big recommendations that the report's come out with?
Well, it's saying they should be more transparent. Mortgage brokers in particular are going to have much more regulations around them. Corporate law will be more heavily enforced, so we're told. We're told that the regulators are going to be beefed up. Well, I hope so, because they have really been seen sleeping at the wheel in the past. Look, you know, 76 recommendations, there's so many of them. All I can say is that I think everyone should have a look, go online, have a look at some of the major recommendations, get their head around it. And I think we need to keep the government and we need to keep everyone to account on this. Because as someone said yesterday, the Murray-Darling Royal Commission came out last week and we kind of sort of moved on. I certainly haven't forgotten about it, and I know a lot of people listening haven't. But the trouble is this could become last week's news. So we must keep on their backs with this one and just, you know, do not let it, keep the spotlight on it.
And the other thing that just clear it up for me, because no one is actually being charged yet. They're just recommending that they get
charged.
These
are all recommendations. And that's the thing that worries me, that you know, the government's saying they'll implement the recommendations, but there's a grey area there. The Greens say they want to see more structural reform than was called for in the final report, such as breaking up the banks by separating retail banking, investment banking and wealth management arms. And I think they have a really good point there. In fact, Greens spokesperson Peter Whish-Wilson says the Commission's failure to resolve the issue of vertical and horizontal integration is a notable example of an inquiry that has been constrained. And that's what the whistleblowers are saying as well. So I'm not going to go through the 76 recommendations because everyone's eyes and ears will glaze over. But I think you should go online, check out what has been recommended, see how it affects you. And I think we really need to keep an eye on ASIC to see whether they do act on the recommendations for prosecution, criminal prosecution. And when you're talking about fraudulent behaviour, money laundering, fees for no service, dead people's accounts being hacked, and that poor man with Down syndrome, that's just one example, being hounded by the banks for to take up an account for when he dies. That's, and they said that to him on the phone. Oh,
that's the one that sticks with me. That of all the things that came out before this report was officially released, that's the audio that just absolutely sticks with me.
So can I leave on this point? It's a very complicated issue for those that don't understand finance. And I'd say that's most people.
I don't.
I think most people, they hear about the Dow Jones, they hear about, you know, interest rates and stuff like that. They know the basics. But I think one thing to watch out for here is that the commissioner, Mr. Haynes, has said that ASIC must look into criminal charges. So I think it's very important we don't forget that he said that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think someone needs to be held accountable for those horrendous revelations that came out last year.
Absolutely. Well, you've got a busy day ahead of you. Thanks,
yep.
Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Field, our news director, running us through what has been going on with the Royal Commission results. They came out at about 20 minutes past four yesterday afternoon. And it just hasn't stopped since then. I'm going to say we see a lot more as well coming out as people actually finally get through reading all of it. But yes, not great, not great. I've got a track for you now from the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra. It is called System. Are we human or are we dancers out? Are we human or are we the system is in?